Yeah, it took a long time before we could actually make it work properly. Were you around then?
No.
Well, I used to come drop through on occasion. I tried to help out a little bit.
Yeah, the graduate school funded us for more than a year, to the tune of about $1 million.
That's right.
Yeah.
What's his name?
Bob Bach. Irv Shane.
Irving Shane.
Irv Shane.
Yeah.
I never knew him.
Had enough faith in it to keep it going, even though the agencies wouldn't support it for about a year.
But it was...
And then it began working.
Yeah, and it was, but late 1986, I think, is when they found the ion...
Yep, that's what the champagne bottle said.
Yeah. There's a whole collection of champagne bottles up there that are all dated and noted.
It's got the currents and energies and the dates every time you guys celebrated. So.
It's my understanding that Don Kirst was involved with that, and that he's the one who found out that it was the ions that were causing the trouble.
I think it was. I had a name somewhere.
And in fact, what he did was to go over to Tantalus.
Yeah.
Yes, that's right.
And he said, "We'll turn off the firing electrodes." Beam did the same thing. It was gas. I was building a little storage ring to collect antiprotons at Fermilab at that time, and so we had various techniques and things that I would try to pass some of that stuff to Ed when it was useful, you know, beam diagnostic stuff that he couldn't afford to buy. But I didn't. I used to come up and run shifts a little bit with Walt also.
Yeah, well, Walt's been, it's going to help us sort through a lot of this stuff.
What network you got? What's your name?
Hmm?
Your network, Linksys or Holding? You have wireless here? You have wireless?
Oh, yeah, the kids use it. I'm not sure. But the computer's on. You can go over there and call it up. Or did you find it?
Well, it signed me on that one. Oops.
Did you find it? You're looking for the iMac.
There were two showing. There was one called Hovig and there's one called something else. Linksys.
I don't recognize either of the names.
That one, I don't think that scored, so. Try that one. Password, no, I don't have a password. This one doesn't require a password. Anyway. Oh, I remember what I was going to tell you about the storage ring. When I went to talk to, we set up to Don Young and Stan Snowden were given professorships in the nuclear engineering department as support for the lab. And the intention was to set up a program and training people for accelerator physics. And it would be based on this storage ring. Because there were a lot of interesting problems that the storage ring could work on if you wanted to. Among them, of course, were gas. But the... I talked to Bill Wallenmeyer in Washington about it. This is in the book, incidentally. And what he said is, there's no need to do that. The 200 PV machine is the last machine that'll ever be built. That's sort of a typical response from the bureaucrats in Washington, including one that we had sent there. Anyway, so we couldn't get funded for that. He was just telling me that AEC was not going to do that.
I remember seeing that name, Waldenmeyer. I obviously didn't know him.
He's been a very successful guy. Mm-hmm. I mean, he's a very well-known, he's known by more particle physicists than any of us.
I hadn't realized he'd become a bureaucrat. Well, I guess I did know he was a bureaucrat.
Well, he went to work for Paul McDaniel, which you expect. They're both from Indiana. So. Yeah, Bill was a very good guy, and he ran the high energy physics program in Washington, AEC, and then ERDA and DOC for, what, 25, 30 years. And I got in touch with him, got his picture, just finally sent it back to him just a month ago. He still lives in Rockville, Maryland.
Do you want all those pictures of the people we put in sidebars?
No, I don't. I think eventually we'll get a copy of the book when it's out, right? Okay. And that'll be, I think, enough.
It's probably enough, and if you want some particular thing, you could get it from either Keith or me.
We were more interested, actually, into just the verbiage and kind of to see how you, the flow, I think, more than anything to see.
Well, I forget whose idea it was to write this book. I mean, first of all, Frank Holt had written this big, long thing. I guess, what would you call it?
Camelot. Oh, Camelot.
The name, yeah.
You have a copy of that, don't you?
I don't think so.
Really?
Well, that you've got to read.
We can certainly send you that.
Better start making lists. You got a piece of paper? I don't even have a pencil.
Well, here's a pencil. Maybe I can steal a piece from here.
And then I'll stick this on. Put your email address. I have yours, Esther.
Yeah, you've got mine. So, this one looks like it's all full, I think, Keith. Here's one. Well, maybe not.
I thought I stuck in the pen somewhere. I don't see it.
You want Eric's? You have mine.
Yeah. Well, I think I have your...
Send some email.
Yeah.
I have your email, don't I?
Yeah.
Don't I send... I think I sent
A little piece of paper. Okay, so one thing you want is... I think pretty sure it's on an email that...